Hello everybody, welcome to my podcast. I know I have not been the most I don't know what the word is that I'm thinking, reliable when it comes to doing this. I know that sometimes weeks and stuff, sometimes it's really hard to come up with something. This is the first time that I've been doing this anyway, so my apologies. And thank you for six people who heard the last episode. I want to talk about Miss Penny Marshall. She died 75 over a week ago, I think. Now, the thing I didn't know about Miss Marshall is that she was born in the Bronx. She was born in the Bronx. I didn't know that. I mean, you know, we all know about the Marshall family, but I didn't know that she was that they were from New York. Specifically the Bronx. And she was a great director. She was an actress, a director and an actress, a producer and everything. She was born in October 15, 1943 in Bronx, New York. And you know, another thing that I didn't know, that when she made that movie, one of the movies that she made was with Tom Hanks, Big, where Tom Hanks' character becomes big after he wishes it on some sort of like a vendor type of gypsy type of situation. She wishes to be big and then he becomes big or something. And she was the first female or first woman whoever directed a film that made $100 million in the box office. I had no idea. She was the first woman that did that. And mind you, that was like, I forgot what year it was. Somewhere, I have a list here of all of her, not all of them, some of the movies that she's done. They are not in particular order, so. It's, she starred in Laverne and Shirley, as you all know. She wanted to direct League of Their Own in 1992. And then it reminds me, to me, one of the funniest scenes in that movie is the scene where the kid is in the bus. And the kid is here. It's this chubby kid, and I don't even know what to call him, but he's such a Dennis the Menace. That's what I was trying to think of. She's such a Dennis the Menace type. And they're in this bus, and the guy, I think he comes with chocolate and puts his hands on the bus driver, and the bus driver stops in the middle of nowhere, and he's like, he's not going to do that anymore, and somebody comes after him trying to convince him, and all of a sudden, he doesn't say anything to the woman. He just take a handful of dirt and just throw in the woman's faces and continues to walk. That was, to me, the funniest thing ever when I saw this guy throw that dirt into the woman's face. Like, you know what? I'm not doing this. And he walks away. So to me, that was one of the funniest part of that. I don't think that movie is supposed to be funny. It's kind of lighthearted, but I don't think it's supposed to be super funny. But that part right there was funny. That's really funny. And then in 1988, that's when she made Big. Then she did Awakenings in 1990, when she did with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. Then she did Jumping Jack Flash, I'm sorry, in 1986 with Whoopi Goldberg. The Odd Couple from 19, she directed or produced The Odd Couple from 1970 to 1975. Then she did Riding Cars with Boys in 2001. Then The Preacher's Wife in 1996 with Denzel Washington, the one and only. Then the ah, this is I don't know how to pronounce Renaissance Men with Danny DeVito. It's like a military type of movie in 1994. Mother's Day in 2016. Wow, that was only 2 years ago. How Sweet It Is in 1968, I believe. Cinderella Man in 2005. The Hard Way in 1991. Bewitched, the Bewitched movie in 2005 with Will Ferrell. But it goes on. It's a whole. That woman has that lady has a. He's a legend. It's a legacy that she left behind. It's more than that. Believe me. I was looking to doing my research so I could have some substance, some sort of substance in what I wanted to say, and I just couldn't continue to write because it was this thing is like half a page, and it was more and more stuff in there. So I mean, it was just incredible. And I didn't know that she was nominated 3 times for the Golden Globe when she did the Laverne and Shirley show. That was really something. That was really like, that was to show you that she was also a really great actress when she was doing that. But obviously, she was better as a director and as a producer because the movies that she made, they all make great, with great money, well known, well done. I saw some of them. I didn't watch all of them. Most of those movies were not of my time, and maybe I probably watch some of them in Spanish and in English, so the translation is a little bit fuzzy. And not all there, but it is what it is, I suppose. But man, what a great woman, what a great legacy. Nothing bad to say about this woman, how great she was, involved in her personal life and, professional life as well. She was great. And I hope their family, they're doing great, and I'm glad that she passed in a very subtle, in a very peaceful way instead of just, very dramatic and violent and things like that. So for that, I'm so happy for her that she didn't have to deal with that, with that sort of situation where people die tragically, in an accident or, shot or something. So this part of this, my podcast is dedicated to the great Penny Marshall, who was born Carol Penny Marshall. So I guess she didn't like the Carol too much. Even though Carol's a beautiful name, to be honest with you. But yeah, she was a great woman. I mean, God bless her soul. I hope she's having a resting, her soul is rested now, and, she is, she's right now serving her high, whatever it is that she believes in. So I guess she's better than we are right now, but God bless your soul, and God, rest in peace, Miss Penny Marshall. You were great, and you're going to be missed greatly. The other thing that I wanted to talk about really briefly was, I was so surprised today that a woman got away with murder for 26 years in 1992. This woman shot another, well, she was a girl back then because she was 13 or something. And she shot another girl in the head, and then later they found her in somewhere in New Jersey, and they found her, and she later died at the hospital. They found her unconscious, and then she later died at the hospital. That was in 1992. That was the year that I came in. I don't know exactly what. I don't know exactly what month of the year was. I came on December, so I assumed that by the time I came in, that already happened. So 26 years later, that's when she finally gets caught. She's in her 40s. And, the thing that surprised me the most is the fact that they're not going to try her as a first. They're going to charge her with first degree murder, they're going to charge her with, I think it's manslaughter or something like that. A lesser, not first degree, but a lesser of that. I mean, that's not fair, to be honest with you. I don't think that's fair. They say, oh, it's because she was a juvenile back then, so they're going to treat her as a juvenile. Meanwhile, years ago, there was this boy who was less than 13 years old. He took a knife and completely stabbed his friend, and they gave him life. And this girl who lived for 26 years, for 26 years, car-free, not a kid in the world, she probably had kids and all that, she's going to be tried as a juvenile. I don't think that's fair. But hey, I don't make the laws. The laws are the laws, I suppose. And it is sometimes just dumb. I think she should have just been tried the way she was tried. But anyway, so that was what I was just thinking about. That's what I was just thinking about, like, when I saw this. Because I just saw this earlier today. But anyhow, so yeah, and I keep saying that every time. Just when you think that you're not going to hear anything outrageous happening in the Trump situation, in this Trump cabinet, today, about, I don't know, 8 hours? No, let me see. Back around 8 o'clock, I believe, the Secretary of Defense resigned. Basically, he quit. He did, I don't know how many pages long, detailing why he did what he did. Basically, he got tired of Trump and all of his policies, because he's, in one of the lines he says, his views were not aligned with those of the president. His views were not aligned with those of the president. Basically, nobody can follow this dummy, because at the end of the day, no matter how much you want to put it, no matter how you want to, there's no way that you can sugarcoat this guy. This guy's a lunatic, and yet he's the leader of the free world. And there he is. You know? And it is such a shame. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this. He had nothing good to say about Trump, which was one of the things that a lot of people were talking about in the media and CNN and MSNBC, that he had nothing good to say. Because it was just, I was talking to somebody earlier about a week or so ago, and he was like, he's the Titanic. He's the Titanic, and everybody's trying to get off his boat because he's sinking. Because he is sinking, and he's sinking fast. Nobody wants to get, you know, nobody wants to get caught in this. When the boat breaks, they don't want to get caught in it. They don't want to go down with it. And everybody's just, because the thing about it, these people, whether they are Republicans or whether they are liberals or whatever, just the fact that their politics and he's not, is one of the things that is kind of like counteract everything that he does. Because the things that he does are not political. None of them. The way he talks, the way he conducts himself, the way he walks, the way he, everything that he says and does is not about politics. It's about himself. And every day is something new. Every day is something that he's doing, that he did, or that he's done. Every day is something. You know, it's just such a shame. I don't know, I'm tired of saying shame, but it's such a, I don't know, it's disgusting, you know? If you're a Republican and you have some sort of pride about what you do, Even if you are a Republican, but you have a pride on what you do, and you have a pride in your country, and you have a pride on your, you know, in your fellow politician, you will not last with this lunatic as your boss. You will not want to be with this lunatic as your boss. You don't want to be around it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to me how every day is something with this man. Every day is something with this man. And you guys, Americans, elected him. I don't know why. But, you know, now you have to bend over and take it. You know what I found out too? What surprised me? Or maybe I don't know if it surprised me or not. Also, it was with the whole situation with the Russia situation was also the fact that they were aiming towards black people. They were aiming because they were getting into, somehow they got into Facebook and Twitter, and they were able to single out African Americans. And they started all the propaganda that the African Americans love, which is hate the white people, don't vote, and all of that stuff about, you know, police brutality and all of that sort of thing. And that's how they were able to, because they say that a third of the black people that voted for Obama did not vote at all, a third. After, that's a lot. And yet these people who didn't vote have the balls to come up on television or whatever it is and talk about crap. If you don't vote, you have no voice. You can't come in and talk about, oh, I'm suffering, I'm doing this, Trump is doing that. You don't vote. All you have to do is bend over and take it. Just like the people that voted for him, bend over and take it. Because when it was your time for your voice to be heard, you chose to ignore it. Or you chose to vote for this lunatic. So now, bend over and take it. And don't complain on television. Don't complain on radio. Don't complain in your podcast about how bad this guy is. Because you voted for him. Or did not vote for him. Either way, you shouldn't be talking about nothing. You should just take it and get a cushion so that you can sit comfortably. Because you're getting F in the ass. We all are. And it's scary. Scary situation. Somebody said about the defense secretary that today they adult left the room. Do you know how messed up that is to say of one person that the adults left the room when he quit? Or how scary that is that he was the one adult there among nobody? It's insane. It's beyond stupid. But hey, you elected this guy. So now just take it. Because you deserve it. Don't be hiding now and be like, oh, well. And you had the chance, for those of you who didn't vote, I respect people, you know what? I respect people who voted for him than the people that did not vote at all. At least they did something. At least they exercise their right and they let their voice be heard. Wrong, right or wrong. But for those of you who sat at home and decided not to go, decided not to take a couple of minutes of your stupid time because you needed to watch the game or because you needed to watch some stupid rap or because whatever it is that you do and not exercise for both, that's a shame on you, my friends. Not on me, on you. Not on everybody else, on you. Because I respect more people for voting for him because at least they did something. Was it wrong? Damn right. But they did it. They didn't sit around at home, taking the day off, telling their bosses, hey, I'm going to vote, and you did not vote. Because what do you think is going to happen? Is it not going to show? Of course it is going to show. But you're the first one to go out there to bitch and moan. Police brutality, police brutality. Well, we don't like what Trump is doing. Well, what Trump is doing. Well, what do you expect? You didn't vote, so shut up and take it. Don't be yelling and screaming and moaning and bitching. You took it. You decided not to do it. You decided to go to your that day to go to your next liquor store, buy yourself an alcohol beverage, and take the day off. If anything. So don't moan and bitch now. Because this is not you, has nothing to do with you, because you threw away your chance, you threw away your voice, and you threw away everything. By not doing it. So I don't know. So now we we're just gonna, I just wanna say to the name of the lady, and I'm sorry that I'm like all over the place. The name of the lady was that got killed. 26-year-old was Kiana D. That's the name of the lady. Her name was Kiana D. And I'm sorry again, but I'm all over the place. It's just I wrote it down in the paper, but I didn't want to read it straight up from the paper, so I just wanted to keep it more like me talking to you instead of just reading it, cause to look a little more natural. And they're even worse because I didn't even give the credit was due with saying the name, the Kiana D. So alas, there's gonna be justice for Miss Kiana D. That's what I wanted to say about that, because I completely missed it. And then out of the corner of my ass, as I was talking BS and about BS, I just saw the name. I was like, what is that? And, oh, the name of the lady who, the name of the young girl who got killed. Oh, man. So anyway, so I don't know what else to say. I just think like my next podcast, whenever it's not going to be, I'm not going to talk about this stuff anymore. But it's so hard not to. Because this guy is so despicable, and so disgusting, and such a shit person. He's such a shitty person. As a human being, you know, he doesn't know anything about diplomacy. He doesn't know anything about, you know, how much he likes to say they're laughing at us, they're laughing at us, they're laughing at us. They laugh at him on the State of the Union address. Go to YouTube and look for the State of the Union address when Trump start talking, and you're gonna find out what he said, that they started laughing. I forgot what it is, because I didn't know that I was gonna talk about it, but it just came up in my head. That's how disgusting this man is. It's pure excuse for a man, because a man that comes out of a woman, that talks another woman by saying, I grab her by the pussy, that's a pure excuse for a man, as far as I'm concerned. Because I respect women, because I came out of one. And a great woman told me once, listen, you don't push a woman, you don't mistreat a woman, you don't yell at a woman. When a woman says no, that means no. You don't have the right to force her to do anything that they don't want to do. And that's exactly how I live my life. That's exactly how I live my life. By respecting them. Women can be crazy. Women can be crazy. Women can, you know, get on your face. they can taste your patience. Believe me, I know. You know? But you have to remain in calm. You have to remain in control of yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be your word against hers. And most of the times they're gonna believe her, not you. She was hitting you, What did you do? No, I just pushed her away, so she stopped pushing me, and in the process she broke her arm and one of her legs and her pinky toe. That's it. Now you're going to jail. Just because you push her away. Women can, you know, women can completely drive you crazy, insane. But it's but for the most part, you know, you have to stay away from that sort of situation. Don't put yourself in a situation just stupid like that, you know. So to me, when I hear that stuff, when I hear him talking about that, that's kind of like, wow. How can you come out of a woman, call yourself, call your mom, mother, mom, and call your mother at one point in your life and say that you love her, or your sister, or your friend, female, other female friends, I don't know, and then talk about a woman like that. Because even if you did it, but just, man, you would, oh my Lord, that is disgusting. That is disgusting, any way, shape, or form. That's why a lot of people are getting in trouble right now with the whole, you know, Me Too movement. That's why a lot of men are getting in trouble right now. A lot of men are being destroyed. A lot of life, a lot of huge moguls are being dethroned because of that. Bill Cosby. Harvey Weinstein, I think it is. The Weinstein Production Company, huge mogul guy, because they thought women were just things for them to do whatever they wanted to do with them, and that's, you know, it's just in wash. These days, that doesn't wash. And I believe women should talk about more about that stuff. Anyone, period. If you're a man and another man is doing that to you just because he is in power or because a woman is in power, talk about that stuff. Because Me Too is not just saying, hey, woman, talk about what man is doing to you. It's talking about anything. It's universal. If you're transgender, if you're gay, if you're whatever you are, however you are, and somebody's taking advantage of you because of their statue, because, you know, you're under them or something, you don't take that. You talk about it. As long as it's true, not made up. There are a few stories where the woman have been lying and being, you know, they can corroborate what they're saying because they've been lying. So, but anyway. So that sort of thing is a very disgusting situation when I hear it, you know, because it's just insane. But anyway, I don't know what else I want to talk about today, because I already covered everything from Penny Marshall to Kennedy to this idiot Trump. But I'm thinking that I'm going to keep it short today or tonight. And I just wanted to come in and say something, because sometimes it just, the time goes by fast sometimes, and sometimes nothing comes up, and like, at least in my head, not that anything, every day Trump is doing something, every day is a breaking news, every day is something outrageous, every day. So, but I don't want to, this is not a political problem. Eventually, hopefully, I'll be making videos and I'll be making more experiments and things of that nature. Just little stuff, not too crazy or anything like that. Because like I said, this is science dud. This is not science dude. This is science dud. It wasn't like I didn't misspell the E at the end of the T. No, it's dud. Like the name says, dud, that's exactly what it means. Dud means nothing. It's nobody, is failed, is everything else with that. Although I after I did it, I thought, oh man, I should just put the name Science Junk. It would be a lot better. because you can tell, you can't understand exactly what it is. But Science Dot is fine. But after I put the name Science Dot and I sent it in, it was like, oh, science junk, crap. But I already committed to Science Dot. That's my that's the name of my also my YouTube channel, Science Dot. So you can look me up in there. I don't have anything in there. I don't really think I have a lot in there. I don't really have done much. I might have like maybe 2 or 3 videos, I'm not sure. Something like that. But, you know, we'll see. This is, like I said before, this is a very low-tech podcast. I'm doing this out of my cell phone. I'm not in no booth. I'm sure you hear the wind. I'm sure you hear the highway. I'm sure you hear the television on the background. I know you hear it. But I know you can hear my voice better. So like I said, this is the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of the lowest when it comes to podcasts. I don't have a fancy equipment, or, you know, a wind microphone in front, a wind screen. So no, it's just an earphone with a mic on, with talking to my cell phone, and that's it. So anyway, I just want to thank you for listening. Hope I can come sometime soon, next week or at the end of this week or something, and I will come up, something comes up, whenever I'll come in and say something. But for now, I'm going to say good night. I don't really have a specific time when I do this. I just do it whenever I feel like it's the best time to do it, when nobody's around and when I can talk freely with nobody interrupting or anything like that. So I just want to say good night to you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the 6 people who listened to the last one. I'm sure you're getting bored by now. I'm going to try to keep it as light as possible. I'm not good with comedy, even though I think I love comedy, but I don't know how to make comedy stuff. But we'll see how things progress from now on, and hope you guys continue to watch it. Continue to hear it, whoever you are. And thank you for those who have, and thank you for those who have applauded in there. And for the last thing I'm going to say is that you can find me on Science Dot on YouTube, SCIENCEDUD, Science Dot on YouTube. You can also find me, I'm not going to say Facebook yet, but sometime soon I'll say it. The Facebook. Or you can find me on Facebook, on not on Science Dot, but maybe I'll change it. I'm going to have to change it because I'm my name right now. You can find me at MAGNUZ0 on Twitter. That's MAGNUZ as zebra, the number 0 on Twitter. You can find me on Gmail at magnuz01@gmail.com. That's magnuz01@gmail.com. magnuz01@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at magnuz00. That's magnuz00 on Instagram. Can leave a message there. You can do whatever you want, whatever you don't like, hate, whatever about me and my voice, whatever, I don't know, my feminine voice. But anyhow, so thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.